In the city of Leipzig there is an institution which is sometimes said to be the finest specimen of paternalism in all Germany. It exercises a stern jurisdiction, in matters of sickness, over some 200,000 wage earners in Leipzig itself and in various adjoining districts. Whenever anyone of its subjects falls sick, it sends a listed and guaranteed doctor immediately to his bedside. At the same instant it rushes medicines to him from a listed and certified drugstore. It cures him in his home, if it can. If not, it drags him to a hospital and goes at curing him there. If, anyway, he dies, it provides money for his funeral. These things and many others it does, just as similar those smaller institutions all over Germany do under general orders directly from Berlin. Still, I should hesitate to say that this institution, the Federation of Leipzig, sick funds is philanthropic in the cordial American sense of the word. In our large cities, every year large numbers of wage earners get medical advice and medical treatment from visiting nurse associations and from private and public dispensaries and from private and public hospitals without paying for any of it at all. They get it totally free. That is philanthropy. Some people might even call it paternalism. The case of the wage earners of Leipzig is brutally different.